What did I once tell you about the capital?
Rule lies here.
Jevi Clementito Corjo Grutari Machan. Naijan!
Welcome to the Game of Thrones After Show podcast. My name is Western Echo on Twitter. With me is Nerd Hour Ariel.
Hello.
And it's possible we're going to have more people joining us later. Scrambler might join, and Royce and Marie from Hippo Juice might join later. In the meantime, oh, and there's Scrambler joining us right now. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? What did you guys think of the episode 3? It was very little of aftermath and yet kind of a lot of it at the same time.
I mean, the biggest thing is the stuff with Sansa, because now she's with Baelish and they're going to the Eyrie or whatever. And then the stuff with, like, Tommen was pretty big too, because he's going to become king.
Yeah, the whole scene with Tywin giving Tommen the whole speech about what it is to be a king, that's a bit telling, even though he's very well mannered in my opinion.
No, like, he's probably gonna be okay. Like, he's probably gonna be a good king.
Who Tommen is, right?
Yeah, but the problem is that Tywin's like, well, he's young and he's vulnerable and now I can manipulate it. I'm basically in charge. Like, that's pretty much what he's doing.
Well, I think that's how he thought, that's how he was gonna be with Joffrey too.
Yeah, and then he realized
initially, you know.
Yeah, and then Joffrey, he was like, well, he is a psychopath, so.
Well, you know, the incest, it gets into your brain.
Well, that's like the thing, it's like you flip a coin.
And the whole scene is taking place next to a dead body of Joffrey.
Yeah, right.
Which is just priceless, and Cersei's just giving them the look like, could you both please go to a different room now?
Yeah, can you take this conversation elsewhere? Like, it was interesting before, but now I don't want to hear about how he's going to have to marry Marjorie and all this other stuff's going on.
Now, is she only now beginning to realize that no one loved Joffrey, not even his father?
I think she's the only person who loved him.
Like, no one really gives a shit.
No, but she's literally the only person who loved him, because Tommen obviously hated him, because Joffrey used to, like, kill his cats.
Yeah,
he killed his animals.
He's not a polite person.
No, but Tommen's polite, so he's going to be a good king.
Well, he's been a peripheral character for a while. Like, I mean, when was the last time you heard his name or really even saw him for more than just, like, a background character?
Yeah, that would probably be the battle, like, last season.
Right.
Or 2 seasons ago. Like, that was when that was his big, like, thing, where he was just, like, sitting, listening to the story. And then all of a sudden, he just shows up again. He's just, like, laughing in the background, and then, oh, shit, now I'm king.
Yeah, he's been very politely and quietly staying in the back until right up until now.
That's probably because he's like, I don't want to get in anywhere near Joffrey's vision, because he will just attack me.
Maybe that's a smart kid. He knew how to stay out of the way.
Yeah, he did. He knew. He was like, no, I know how to do this. I'm going to stay out of the way, and then he can deal with his shenanigans.
So Sansa has escaped the castle, and she finds herself on a ship with Lord Baelish. Who,
and when did his voice drop, like, 2 octaves?
Who, Tommen?
No.
Somewhere between season 3 and 4.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, it was he was, like, commanding, you know what I mean? When he was speaking. I thought that was a little odd.
Which one, Baelish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he was, like, somewhere between him filming The Dark Knight Rises, he was like, you know what?
I don't mean to nitpick, but I think his that quasi-Irish accent keeps fluctuating. It gets stronger or weaker depending on the episode.
Probably.
Like, it was really painful to listen to in the last episode.
Yeah.
A little too strong.
No, but the reason he's all, like, more commanding is because now he knows he has her, and he's like, oh, I'm victorious right now.
So he's clearly protecting Sansa, being
No, he's
Caitlyn.
Not protecting her.
Well, he kind of is. I mean, she is Caitlyn's daughter, and he does have a thing for Caitlyn.
That's true. That's true.
So I think he protects,
he's like,
her to a
point,
Stockholm, but he's also obviously using her. But he's using everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, of course,
I think he's just really hoping maybe Stockholm.
Yeah. There was this whole scene with the necklace when he tells her that the necklace was made at his request a couple of weeks ago when he breaks one of the gems and then kind of politely sweeps it off into the boat.
Yeah, he's like, haha.
Now, here's the thing, and I hate to nitpick, but when he takes the necklace off of her neck, it doesn't seem like there's a missing stone, which I know we all talked about that there should be in the last episode. Unless, again, I missed something.
It's the last one, and then he crushed the empty spot next to it.
See, again, I need to rewatch that whole thing. But and I'll there's actually a kind of gotta step away from the recap. There's an article that I read, and let me see if I can post the link in the Skype chat. There was a little goof. I don't know if you guys know about it, but the actor who plays Jamie, he brought a plastic coffee cup at the wedding scene. And it made it into the episode. It was hilarious. And he was holding it with a hand that's supposed to be cut off. There, you guys both see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
One question. So this like siege that's going on that Ingrid's part of. Have they been roped into the cannibalist thing too? Because it didn't say. You know, it said like, you know, you should really try some crow, but they don't really, you know, make any reference to whether they've been kind of sucked into the, you know, lunacy of the, you know, do we know that or not?
I don't think they.
No, I don't think they're cannibals. I think they're just working. Sorry.
Okay, so they're just part of the, you know, the crazed stuff. Oh, like the coffee cup, fantastic.
You see, yeah. It's right behind Tomlin.
That's great.
I kind of think like goof.
Yeah, I think it was just like a like they're just sort of forced to work with them, and they're like, well, if they're gonna eat people, we're just gonna let them eat people because we need them.
Well, I've seen a bunch of stuff lately, pictures. I don't remember if I saw videos, of like between takes, just them all being like goofy and silly and, you know, playing around in their, you know, period attire from Game of Thrones. Have you seen any of those pictures yet?
No, I don't think so. I've seen a bunch of different ones. I don't think I've seen the ones you're referring to.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see if I can find them. But it's just weird to see them all smiling wearing all the, you know, like it looked like having fun and all the in the clothes, because generally that's just so dark and dreary and everything like that. So.
Everybody's like, we're very serious about a lot of political things that are happening. And then their photos are like, hey, we're happy.
You think Jamie and Cersei had a great big laugh after the rape scene?
It's not supposed to be a rape scene.
Hey, that was hilarious. Let's do this again.
Yeah. Man, that was so awesome. High five. Good acting.
High fives all around. So Tywin does explain the difference between what it is to be a king and what Joffrey was doing to Tommen.
And then he's also like, let's go have the sex talk now, Tommen. Come on.
Yeah. All right, you and I are going to go talk some more about wisdom and let the rape happen.
Continue.
Yes.
And it was literally not supposed to be a rape, like at all.
So what happened in the book if there was not supposed to be a rape?
They just banged, but it was like consensual.
It was a forceful act of intimacy.
that's new. That's how we're gonna phrase it now.
Yeah,
Your Honor, it was not rape. It was a forceful act of intimacy. Now leave it at that. So then right after that, the scene cuts to Arya and the Hound, and they are being taken into a local villager's house. To whom Arya lies convincingly, pretending that Hound is her father.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great scene, by the way.
They just father!
My father, he fought, and now he's never going to be the same. Basically calls him a retard.
She does. And then, like, the guy's like, who'd you fight for? And she's like, shit. And then she's like, hold on. I'll name the right house. Just give me a second.
Yeah, how did she figure it out to say it was Tully's or Riverrun?
Probably where they were.
Okay, so it's a local thing.
It's probably just a local thing. It's like when you say like the pizza place, you have to name the right pizza place when you're in the right town.
Yeah, but isn't it always Brooklyn Pizza or Joe's Pizza or Tony's?
Joe's or Frank's or Sal's. Just name an Italian dude's name and it's probably the pizza place.
So the Hound in the morning. I mean that was, you know what, that was my, I think, one of my favorite scenes of the episode when she and the Hound have an altercation in the morning after he robs the family. And she basically calls him the worst there is. And he tells her, no, I'm not. I just know how things fucking work. And then at the end, he specifically says how many Starks are going to have to get beheaded until you figure that one out.
It was a low.
But it was something she needed to hear because she's still struggling. I think he sees her opportunity and he sees her. He definitely sees something in her, and he knows that she's struggling inside, you know, of being the Stark, of being a little kid, and being able to survive in this world. Which is really weird, because I don't think, at least as far as I've read, he was portrayed as this caring individual, which I think they're trying to sell him on the show.
Yeah.
They I don't remember them having this intimate connection. She pretty much could give a shit in the book about him. Just trying to escape every chance she gets.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's like, all right, let's go.
And are we supposed to think that, like, he's slowly becoming a better person? Like, even though he's taking, like, one step forward and, you know, 1.1 steps, you know what I mean? He's kind of always digressing. Is he still kind of learning to have a heart, or, you know, appear to have a heart? I mean, he cares for her, obviously, a little bit. You can tell. He just doesn't want to admit it, I think.
I don't think he's becoming a better person. I think that he is exactly what he says. He's a realist. He knows exactly how things work in that world, and having mercy and having all these human qualities is not conducive to staying alive.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that qualifies as him becoming a better person, the fact that he shares it with her, the fact that he's articulated it as much to her. But I don't know. It's possible that they're kind of trying to soften it. Although, here's what this tells me, and this is part of the formula of the Game of Thrones. The second a bad guy is becoming more likable, that's a sign he's going to die soon. They're trying to make me like him, and I don't trust that. The second I like somebody, they die immediately.
So you must have been loving Joffrey then.
No.
How do you... did you like when they threw the barrels over the wall with the shackles?
Yes!
How great.
I knew that was coming, though.
Well, obviously you do, but I don't. But
No. I haven't even written... No, but like you can tell like when... like what was it, like two episodes back where she's like, no, we will walk by everyone. She's like, remove the collar. Like, you know, I was like, she's going to deliver all the collars back. Like,
yeah, that was pretty much a point she was making. And you see, before she was even done with the speech, half of the people on the wall immediately realized what was coming, and they just ran.
They were like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's my cue. I'm done.
But like, also, like, how cool was that? Like, just let me just show up and launch these collars over the wall. But then like when they were like, here's their champion. They're like, do you have a champion? And it's like, let me just... this one guy just, he waits and takes down Dario Naharis.
Throws a lawn dart in the horse's eye.
Yeah, he just throws it, kills the horse, then waits for the guy, and he just slits his throat, like, easily.
Oh, you mean that guy who's still supposed to be carrying three heads just so we can remember who the hell he is?
Yeah, he wasn't carrying the three heads, so we had no idea.
The fact that it's still throwing me off. I don't care if this new actor is a better actor than the old Fabio-looking one from before, which he probably is. It's, I don't know. I don't like...
also a little more Jack, so I'm cool with him.
I liked everybody the stepping up for her, and she's like, well, it can't be you. You're most my trusted advisor. Oh, it can't be you. You've been with me the longest. Oh, it can't be you. You're my warrior, my leader, this, and you know. And they were like trying to justify why they'd lay themselves down for her, because obviously all the slaves would do that, but they don't vocalize their commitment to
her.
Yeah,
they're like our...
Right, so I think like all their different reasons were kind of giving... the audience insight to, you know, maybe the different opinions of all the slaves. Because, I mean, how many does she have at this point? There's, you know...
thousands.
Yeah, there's like 10,000 these guys. And
plus her dragons.
Plus the dragons, which we haven't seen in a while.
No, because they're expensive.
I liked when she had them on like half a nunchuck when she'd carry them around.
Yeah.
Well, they were little chihuahua-looking dragons. Yeah. Like as good as it gets dragons. Just kind of... yeah. By her
and
side.
And then they grew into like St. Bernard, like dragons. They were like Beethoven, and then now they're like dragons.
Now they throw goats around.
Yeah, you can't keep those in a New York City apartment anymore. You gotta have a farm and shit.
For a dragon?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, is there a size limit to the dragon to New York City?
I'm pretty sure there is, although, I don't know, they are blocking off half the streets in New York City, so maybe it's gonna be okay to have a dragon there.
I could fly it around. Be way better than driving and walking.
There you go.
So I'm just saying.
I'm gonna throw something up in the Skype chat. Look what I got today.
Nice.
I know, huh? I got two sets
Ooh,
waiting for me.
I've been looking for them. My local stores don't have these yet.
My father-in-law lives in Cooperstown, New York, and that's where Omegang Brewery is. He went to the brewery and bought me two sets.
How far into upstate is it?
It's between Binghamton, Syracuse and Albany, like dead smack in the middle of that triangle.
It's like 2.5-3 hours north.
Yeah, but he went over and he got me two bottles of each. I'm all excited about them. they're waiting for me. Oh, but they're great looking, aren't they?
Fantastic.
They really did a good job of they're artsy. They did a fantastic job with everything about them.
Now, this is not the latest batch of Game of Thrones beers, is it? Because the latest one is a red ale. That's the one that I actually just posted for.
These are red ales. It's all right under the says Fire and Blood, and then red ale underneath them. I think they're all the same beer.
Maybe I just the ones I posted look different, but it's the same batch.
It's the same beer. It's just they're different. Labels. So
now, presentation aside, have you actually popped one of these bad boys open yet?
No, these are waiting for me at my house in Chicago. But
In WhatsApp, you're traveling now, aren't you?
Yeah. I've been traveling since December. I'm gone during the week, so these are waiting for me. But I got a set, two of each, one to drink, or I guess three to drink, and then three to save. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's nice that he lives right next to the brewery. Because I was like, oh, they're really hard to find. It's like, hey, can you just He's like, yeah, sure. So
are you gonna be passing through the Tri-State area at all, or have you already, or you're not making it out here at all?
No, I'll be out there for the live event.
Okay.
But I'm probably going to be bringing a whole bunch of stuff out there with me.
Yeah, we should do something Game of Thrones-y.
Oh, can we cosplay? Can I be the Green Dragon?
I don't think I can go as far as cosplay. I'm a little beyond that. Ariel will. She loves cosplay.
I want to be the one on the left that looks like a confused Velociraptor.
I have one interchangeable cloak that I use for any cosplay occasion. So I can be a musketeer or a wizard or something or anything. It's one piece of cosplay outfit I have.
I have none. But so what's coming up in the next couple? What do we see like in the coming up? To remember.
The trial is obviously coming up, at which now Oberyn is asked to be one of the three judges.
Yes.
And does Tyrion's little man servant, does he leave like he's supposed to, or is there going to be some kind of like breakout plot that's going to go on here?
Which one, Podrick?
Yes.
Well, Podrick came to visit him in jail and tells him that he had a man approach him and offer him a bribe to basically lie and tell that Tyrion bought that poison 2 days before the wedding.
Right, and then Tyrion told him to get out of King's Landing because if he stands by Tyrion, then he's just going to, he's going to get his head lopped off, before at the same time. So
Podrick was about to finish the story and Tyrion didn't let him. He just told him that you can't stand by me. You have to get out of town. And I think Podrick accepted the offer.
Oh.
I think he was about to tell him that, yeah, I'm going to say that you bought it.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm thinking. But I also, here's what I figured something out about myself. My expectation of the show is now almost unrealistic. There's things that I'm over-elaborate plots that I concoct in my own hand, which don't come into fruition because my imagination has run way ahead of the show. Like the whole thing about the plot of Joffrey's assassination last week.
No, we're going to call him Jeff from now on.
Joff.
I just feel like we can give them normal names.
I was 80% wrong on everything, except for the fact who we all agreed actually killed him.
Yes.
But everything else I completely imagined. I imagined that Margaery was a part of it, which obviously she wasn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think... What do you expect from that trial, Scrams?
See, I think something will happen. Like it'll get broke up and turn into a riot and he's going to get taken out of there is what I think. I think it's going to turn into like a little, uprising right in the middle of this trial. And then somebody's going to grab him and get him out of there is what I'm hoping kind of happens too, because he really, obviously he's a fall down drunk and all this other stuff, but he cares about like, he actually has a heart. He's the only Lannister that cares. Actually. And Jaime's starting to develop a little bit of, caring also.
Until he rapes someone.
Until he rapes his own sister. But I was really, it looked like him and Brienne, like I was excited for that. And when his sister was turning down his attempts in the last episode, I thought maybe he would, forget about her for a little bit and try and make her jealous, being with, Brienne. And I kind of was hoping that it would go that play because we didn't even see her this whole episode. And I like her character.
I think we'll probably see more of her next episode.
Yeah, and in all fairness, rape, as we had discussed a prior couple of after show episodes, is just a daily routine item.
Yeah, but like...
It's like, wake up 7 a.m., brush my teeth, have my breakfast, 10 a.m. rape, then the little afternoon tea.
And then the
courtyard,
raping.
Courtyard practice. Supper rape.
But like, the problem is, Jamie is like the one character who's like, no, that's awful, I don't do that. He said it when he saved Brienne from getting raped last season. He was like, I'd rather I die.
I well, think he's a big proponent of the she blinked twice for yes formula.
It's right by their dead son.
Well, we can all agree there's definitely no shortage of rape in this show.
God, no. I'm sorry, it's getting, like, overabundant now.
Oh, that was the only rape this episode, wasn't it?
That's a good point. I don't know, there was eating people. Only one rape.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know.
I do appreciate the wild, they didn't show the wildlings doing anything to anybody.
And Sam was back with his homely girlfriend.
Yeah, he had to get rid of her, sent her away. So, like, wow. The worst place ever. I don't understand why he thinks she's going to be safer there.
He didn't sell her into prostitution. He gave her into prostitution. Like,
he was like, no, she only cooks and cleans. Like, they're going to let her just cook and clean. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No. Sam, you dumb.
Yeah, I don't think he really... I think he honestly thought when he told that lady no other job that she was, like, she was really going to listen. But he thinks she will.
Right. And what was wrong with her being at Castle Black?
She's surrounded by 100 rapists and murderers and who took a vow of abstinence, who all they want to do is rape her 24/7.
Well, but he puts her in a whorehouse, so what's the difference?
100 men gang rape or possibly getting paid for it.
I don't think it was going to be 100 men gang rape. I think you're
But
you're
that's what he think. I mean, the scene begins with him being led through the castle and being pointed at everybody who's on that whole you know, the wall watch, okay. Rapist, murders, murderer, rapist.
Murderer and rapist.
Collection of upstanding individuals.
The only one who's there for good reasons, John.
Yep, and there's John.
Aw, baby John.
Now, you think John will eventually rape somebody as well?
No!
I think he will.
No, he wouldn't.
He won't call it rape.
No, he is an honorable person.
He'll call it intense negotiations.
No. Jon Snow would never do that.
Oh. How about his redhead wife putting an arrow through that villager?
Oh, head? I felt bad for that kid.
Yeah, that was not good.
Like, I'm not.
No,
I'm pretty sure
I like you and you're
her.
Hot. I don't care how often you wash or don't. You're still hot. Please don't kill people.
Yeah, I think that kid is going to kill her.
Well, how clueless was it, like Marjorie, that she thought she was going to be queen? Like, it's their figureheads. I mean, it's all just a bunch of shit in King's Landing. You know what I mean?
That's literally King's Landing is all liars.
It's like the Muppets. I mean, it's just...
That's what Lord Baelish reminds Sansa. He asks her on the ship, what was the first thing I ever told you about King's Landing? Everybody's
like,
a liar.
We're all liars here. I do like
all
that she
liars.
Says we.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, that's
I
a
like
good point.
That
she does
little,
say we.
It's like a slight development because like right at the beginning when she first comes to King's Landing, Peter Baelish is like, we're all liars here. And then she's like, they're all liars here. And then now it's like her. She's like, we're liars. Like...
So she's beginning to accept and maybe even consider playing her part.
Yeah.
Which goes with your former theory that she's developing into a completely different person now.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
She still thinks that she's the only Stark left, correct?
Yeah, so because it's right now she thinks...
Arya's alive and she doesn't know Jon Snow's still hanging around and...
No, she knows Jon's alive. That's the only other one. But he's not technically a Stark. She's just like, I'm... What?
Yeah. I mean, he's not, but yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally, she's like, she thinks she's the only one. Because Arya is, like, missing. Everybody's like, she's missing. And then Bran and Rickon, the only people who know that they're alive is the Boltons.
Oh, we didn't see them this week, did we?
No, we didn't. We had enough of their murderism, so.
Yeah, Arya by now is the only one who's completely under the radar. That very few people actually, nobody knows where she is.
Yeah.
If she's alive or not. Although, and contrary to what we were thinking, or not contrary, but... Kind of, we discussed partly in one of the prior episodes that Tywin is very well aware of Daenerys.
Yes,
and is
which
following
actually
it
did
very
come up this
closely.
Episode.
Yeah, it did come out when he's talking to Oberyn. He's like, oh, by the way, so I have this threat, and this bitch out east with three dragons. I'm going to need you, like, on my side, buddy.
Yeah, and he was like, what do you think is going to happen when she turns her eyes to Westeros? So that's like, I like that he's like sort of trying to align with the Martells because he knows she's coming.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, we only slaughtered her in entire house.
Yeah, really?
Only everyone except her and her stupid brother.
I kind of want Oberyn Martell to just be like, oh, okay, cool. And then go to East and be like, yo, Daenerys, so guess what? Your family was killed by the Lannisters. My family was also killed by the Lannisters. Let's team up. Like, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be, yeah.
It's not going to happen, but it would be totally awesome. He's like, yo, the Martells are with you. We're your bannermen now. Let's go. Like, just double the army.
What is everybody's, I may have asked this before, what is everybody's opinion of Stannis Baratheon?
I was just going to ask everybody about Stannis.
he's not the most evil, he's just so hateable. Well, I can't stand him.
He's very easily controlled by...
by Melisandre.
Yeah.
Well, she did birth a shadow baby. I mean,
I know.
I'd be terrified of her.
Yeah, I mean, it was an adorable little smoke monster. but, I mean, his wife, I don't even know why she's even in it, I guess, so he can kind of push her off. But
crazy wife?
Yeah, she's a little...
Who's like, let's send the Red Woman to our child. And you're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Now, we don't see her often at all.
No, we saw her last week, but that was enough.
Yeah, she's really hateable.
Like, his wife is awful. But Melisandre is interesting. Like I'm interested in, like her story, but I'm also terrified of her.
I like his daughter. She's
cool. Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow.
Princess Shireen.
Yeah.
What is her relationship to Demas, aside from the fact that she visited him in prison last season?
He's just like, they're just like buddies. She's
friends,
teaching
right?
him to read.
Boy, and by the way, how much time has passed since she started teaching him to read and now? Because boy, he's very good at it. At his age.
I think it's supposed to have been, I feel like they're jumping, like it's supposed to have been like a year.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say, too.
To explain, like, Tommen suddenly, like...
Okay, because unless they draw pictures to each other, I don't see how he's been able to learn how to read this fast in this short
I think it's
time.
Been, like, months. Like, I'm pretty sure...
Unless he's hooked on phonics.
Yeah, well, it could be hooked on phonics, but... Or the one with the bear.
Oh, Mozzie the bear?
Mozzie, yeah.
She made him flashcards, and...
that
they made up songs. They probably were like, D is for dragon.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Raping goods is good for you and me.
Oh my god,
okay,
no.
Okay, never mind. Stumble over that one.
It was a forced moment of intimacy.
I'm sorry, I apologize. It's a little wordy for a song.
I coined that very well, a forced moment of intimacy.
Forced moment of intimacy.
You know what, it
kind of
sounds like, it doesn't even just like sound like the other thing, but it also sounds like a poorly written scene that's supposed to be romantic. Oh, it's the same thing, actually.
Fair enough. I don't know. It seems very difficult for just having sex in just at all.
I don't understand why they took a book, the scene from the book that clearly is like, no, it's consensual. This is what's happening. And they just made it like, I don't understand where the thought process was of that.
Maybe for her to seem like she cared more about, well, because she's really, you know, worried about Joffrey and all that. Whole thing. Maybe it's that.
It's fine, but it could just be like a comfort moment. Like, it's not even like
a comfort.
No.
Forced comforted intimacy moment.
God.
It was just rape, not rapity rape rape.
It's not okay.
That was a great bit, the rapity rape rape thing. That was so funny.
That was Patrice's original bit, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was.
For sure, yeah. Right, away from Patrice and back to Game of Thrones. Here's the thing. So now... the wildlings, accompanied by the cannibals, may or may not be heading toward Castle Black.
No, they definitely are heading towards Castle
Black.
Yeah,
they are. That's why they sent the little boy.
The little survivor.
But they may or may not be heading there faster or not, because they may or may not know that Jon completely lied to them about there being 1,000 men at the wall.
Yeah, he oversold that a lot.
Yeah, so he thought they could get away with it and just kind of defend the wall from the top. And now that he thinks they might know that there's only 100 of them, now he's on this big rah-rah, let's go out and kill him. Anybody who knows. Like, seconds after he gave this speech about how they should not be leaving the wall.
Yeah.
So, which means they go out, and they head out to kill off those people who are holding the girls at the woods. And, who's gonna bet that his wife is gonna somehow end up there? I think she
did.
Will.
Did they get married, or are you just calling her his wife?
I think he's just referring to her.
Okay.
Didn't they? I thought they did, or unless I missed something.
No, They just banged.
Yeah, they just had sex in an underground water.
That's not getting married.
No.
Damn it.
I'm still annoyed.
At who?
At the writers.
It's just rape.
Yeah, and they are actors playing a rape scene, so, I mean.
Because it was written.
And you see pictures of them after. They're very happy, so.
They're probably just like, okay, people. I don't know, whatever. Well, that's whatever. The Daenerys scene was what was the best part of this episode.
No Hyman was injured in the shooting of Game of Thrones. They should have that disclaimer.
Oh my god.
No? Damn it. Strike two.
It's like, there was sex, but it was not with Virgin, so it's okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, it is tough to tell how old people are unless they're Marjorie's grandmother, who talks about how old she is all the time. She's like in my 51st. You
know, she just constantly reminds everyone
how old she is. Well, I mean, she is
your
like
your grandfather.
Yeah, and there was, how many people did they decide were at the wall? Like 100, including all the like invalid old guys that don't do anything.
Yeah, and like the builders and the cooks, like people who can't fight.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the 100 people, not 100 soldiers.
Right, and how many? It's probably like, honestly, like 20 to 40, like, inept enough people.
Yeah, and the one guy was like, I can't kill 101,000 wildlings. Like,
yeah, it's like, you are all a bunch of idiots, except, you know, this handful of people that don't savagely do whatever they do. But I don't know. And what's going to happen with Sam?
I don't know. I hope he lives.
Does he still have his, the ice people killing dagger?
The dragon glass? He should. I hope he does.
Because we haven't seen that. Sorry,
wait,
I didn't know.
What if while the wildlings are trying to attack the wall, the White Walkers come?
Hey,
Wouldn't that be like a great, be like, oh guys, we didn't even need to fight the wildlings. We just have to fight these scary ice monsters. Or let's, I don't know.
By Zombieland rules, he should have been dead 3 seasons ago.
True.
Because, you know, Karya.
Yeah, well,
the first people to die in a zombie apocalypse. So how is he surviving all this shit?
Didn't he outrun them and then he hid?
Yeah, how did that happen?
It was downhill, and there was a very big tree to get behind. And that little boy that he sent to Castle Black, he ran like the Dickens, didn't he? I was like, I thought he was gonna be like running so fast he'd trip a few times, you know? But man, he was gone as quick as you could imagine he'd be out of there.
He was like, all right, yeah, message delivered. You got it.
Well, what are his choices? Do I stick around and watch my mommy and my daddy being eaten? Do I run?
It's got to take them a long time to get places if they eat everybody. Like they got.
How are they so built?
They got to not eat. So, well, it's all pure protein, you know.
And the
people weren't raised on farms, so they have, you know, a lot of muscle development. Okay, free range humans. And how?
Free range humans, yeah, organic.
Free range humans. Yes, they're USDA certified organic. Free range humans.
Grass fed.
Antibiotic free, of course.
No hormones.
Well, they get their humans fresh. It's like going to Whole
no
Foods.
No GMOs.
Yeah.
Sold wholesale at Whole Foods.
That's great. But yeah, I mean, you can't just eat everybody you kill. Like, you got to stop killing people because you're full.
So like, you're saying like, they're wasteful.
He has a giant axe, too.
Oh, it's gigantic.
That is also, like, how much time are they spending just lugging that around?
I don't know. He looks
Although he's eating all that protein, so he's pretty adept at carrying it.
Yeah, he looks like he's about 7 foot tall and about 300 pounds of just.
He looks like if I saw him in real life, I would cry. Because I would know this is it. This is the end.
He's a giant version of the albino from Banshee.
Basically.
Where'd Dennis go?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So what do you think about? Obviously, we decided, or Ariel and I decided that they were going to Castle Black. Where do you think they're gonna go?
I don't know. Once they're done with their rape and pillage festival. Then,
no, you mean eating in Pillage Fest?
Yeah. Well, they rape them first. It tenderizes the meat.
Oh, God.
I don't think Ariel's enjoying the whole rape thing.
So much.
She might have a few reservations. I think they're probably going to head for Castle Black. I don't think they're going to have a face-off at the Castle Black. I really think they're gonna have a face-off.
You think they're just like trying to draw them out?
I'm not sure if they are yet. The cannibals and the wildlings are aware that there are only 100 people at the wall.
That's why they want to go kill...
they're still under the impression that there might be 1,000 men on the wall.
So that's why they want to go kill the one people, like the camp, right, where Gilly came from?
That's, you're right. They're probably trying to draw them out, provoke
them. They're like, oh, shit, they're going to know that there's only 100 of us.
Well, maybe, like, Khaleesi's gang runs into them at some point. See, I don't know the exact geography, so if she...
They are way...
Because they're way south, right?
They're east.
East?
Yeah. No, they are literally... Okay, I have a poster of the map, and...
They represent what, in modern geography, is the Arab world.
Okay.
They're the sand people. But where?
Dorne?
East.
Dorne is east. Oh, well, no, where Daenerys is.
Where Daenerys is, yes.
She is way south. In like... She's southeast.
Are you looking at the map?
Yeah.
Ah.
Where are they? Like, they're like Azerbaijan or somewhere around there, kind of?
No, the way, let me, okay, I'm just going to Google an image of the map here.
We have to talk about real places because I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I'm going to pull up a Game of Thrones map.
Westeros map.
Did you mean Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan,
the
yes.
Former Soviet nuclear arms are.
Yes, that place is gorgeous, by the way.
It's a beautiful country. It's just beware of rape and beheadings when you go there.
There's so, Westeros. So... Where Daenerys is over in Essos, which is like the Freelands.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, and there's
Karth is like all the way to the right, which is where she was. And then you see like the Dothraki stuff, which is like, so she is like way, way over on like the left side.
So King's Landing is essentially the island of Great Britain.
Yes.
And then everything else is east of it is like the Europe and Eastern Europe.
And then north, like, is, like Russia and everything.
Or Iceland or something.
Iceland. Well, actually, that's where they film where the wall is. So, yeah, it's, like, Iceland.
Did they really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. You can go on a tour in Iceland to see the wall and everything. Not, like, the actual wall because it's CGI. But, like, you can go and see, like, where all, like, the Castle Black and everything is. In Iceland. Yay.
I'm going to end up going to Iceland one day. I know. It's set to have one of the most beautiful landscapes on the planet.
Reykjavik is supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, like
Reykjavik is just
like
alcoholic's
tour.
Dream.
Yeah.
That's all they do. They party and they fucking drink themselves into a coma.
They party in ice bars.
It's amazing.
And they have their own nationally protected language. They don't allow the introduction of foreign words into it. How awesome is that?
Great.
They have an actual government branch which is solely responsible for developing new words to be added to the Icelandic vocabulary.
I'm gonna mute up for a second, so if you guys just...
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's a bitch to learn the language, though.
All right, I'm back.
That was quick.
Yeah, Blackhawk scored. I had to bang on the table.
Ah.
So.
You weren't any longer, I was going to say.
I'm in a much better
rape.
Mood now. Okay, back to dragons, redheads, and whatnot.
Rape.
Ah, geez, not anymore.
No.
Is there going to... So, who said there was going to start being magic on the show?
I did.
Okay.
I
more
said that
magic.
There was going to be more magic involved in the storyline even than there was before. Because so far, the only magic we've seen was Melisandre's bullshit and the dragons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one. Did the voodoo leech kill Joffrey, or was he poisoned?
Both. What if it's both?
Okay.
No, he was definitely poisoned, though.
I'm thinking both, too. Like, it caused some kind of whatever. But I was kind of hoping that there would be some kind of, like, voodoo leech hanging around. I'm just excited for Joffrey being dead. It's really what it all is.
I'm beginning to miss him a little.
No, you're not.
Now that he's gone, I actually am beginning to miss... No, I'll tell you why, and we've also discussed this before. Because now I realize just how fundamentally fucking unstable everybody else is in that goddamn family. Cersei is going to go fucking nuts. Tywin is going to slaughter everybody he possibly can. Maybe rape
a
few people.
Wait for it.
Hopefully just rape a few people, but he's probably going to murder them.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
Tywin's more of a murderer, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Tywin will flat out murder you. Although I do like how they mentioned, like, when the Hound and Arya are with the D dude who let them in their house. I don't know his name. With the rabbit stew or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't catch his name either.
I don't remember. I just remember talking about his daughter, Sally. That's literally the only thing I remember. When they're, like, literally sitting there. And then I like that they do mention, like, what the phrase, like, how bad it really is. It's not just the fact that they were murdered at a wedding. It's because they gave him, like, the guest rights. Because they didn't really mention, like, with, like, the bread and salt or whatever. That's supposed to mean, like, you're, like, safe in the house. I like that they mentioned that because, like, when shit comes back on the phrase, like, that's going to be more... Because I think their whole shit stuff is like, with magic things, right?
I'm not sure.
Like, their whatever comeuppance, is it, like, magical? I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to spoil it.
Go ahead.
No, I'm Googling it. I'm going to spoil it. What happens to the... Okay, that's the Fool and King Lear. No, that's not what I want. The phrase after the Red Wedding.
I like Hound's assessment of that family. He's like, aye, he's a good man and his daughter makes good stew and they'll both be dead come winter.
They'll be dead come winter, so I'm going to take their money.
Yeah, dead men don't need no silver.
Nope. Let's see. Oh, here we go. House Frey.
I think the saddest part about the Hound beating the old man and stealing his money was that the old man was like, there was some glimmer in his eye, like, oh, someone's going to help me get my farm out of the shitter. And then
he was like, fuck no.
he's like, this combine just walked into my house and he's going to help me fix all my problems.
Did you see the look on Arya's face when the Hound said yes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fuck?
Yeah, but
her eyes were like the size of, I don't know, something really big, and she got all excited about it.
But she was only excited for literally 0.3 nanoseconds. They're like, go back to eating.
Well, I mean, they were hungry.
Yes, they were.
And the stew was delicious, we heard. And what type of people don't keep ale at their house?
That's a good point.
Poor farmers who get robbed.
I don't know. A 60-year-old man who only has a 7-year-old daughter to help him do shit. That's the kind of person doesn't keep ale at the house.
When old P-Rock won't be
called
dead.
No, it's
because
he couldn't afford it.
Ale.
That was his excuse.
Because he's hoarding all his silver. He's being stingy with the money. That's what it's all about. He's a penny pincher, and he won't afford himself a nice beverage every once in a while.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I can't spoil this.
That was a very all-knowing
There's so much stuff on the show. You could tell
No, I can't because it's the thing that we can't spoil. But Dennis knows. It's the thing with the thing. It involves the thing.
The thing. I had a feeling that that thing that you just mentioned had exactly to do with that thing.
Yeah, it's the thing.
It's okay. Speaking of other things along the side of the thing, I posted about it on Facebook. I've been kind of, because I spend my days just completely getting sidetracked on the web sometimes when I have nothing better to do. And I accidentally stumbled upon a spoiler of such magnitude that now I have... It spoiled everything for me. Now I have no reason to hold off reading.
Because the
thing that I've wondered about the most, now I know what happens. And I'm so depressed. No,
wait, from season one?
I know what happens in season, the key plot parts of seasons 4 and 5 that I did not want to know.
Wait,
it's so
involving
depressing.
Who?
Involving, should I say, Arya. God, I did not want to know what happens. I so didn't want to know.
Some of that shit is fucked up.
I don't even want to proceed with that, but yeah.
I haven't even read. I'm literally on book 2, and I just know because I was accidentally on Wikipedia. I was like, who's this character? And I was like, no, undo it.
Yeah, I stumbled about it by accident because I was reading the recaps of the first 3 episodes, and these motherfuckers, they proceeded
they
explaining
go ahead.
What happens.
They're
in
the
book
assholes who are like, we read the books. So we can spoil it.
Like, normally they always put a disclaimer. From this point on, there's gonna be spoilers,
right,
and I know, and I, even without it, I know better than to read, but I couldn't stop, and I'm like, as I'm reading, I'm going, no, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
And now there's literally no reason for me to hold up. There's gonna be no suspense for me. I mean, it's gonna be awesome, but also fucked up on a lot of levels.
Yeah, there's a lot of
no, there's gonna be no rape involved, not as far as I know.
No, but there's other like stuff that's not okay. Sorry, I'm still reading about what happens to the phrase.
Now, Cersei is just completely fixated on the fact that it must be Tyrion who killed Joffrey.
No, but I like how Oberyn basically threatened them last episode and was like, oh, it's a good thing this happened. And they still are like, oh, it must be Tyrion.
But she hates Tyrion so much. Did they ever explain what all this hatred
because
toward Tyrion
it's because
is?
Because when he was born, their mother died.
Right.
So she literally blames him.
So she blames him for her mother's death. Okay.
Yes. And because he's a monster, in their opinion, and that's why he killed their mother.
Yeah.
Man, she's so hateable.
Oh, she is.
Oh, hateable. And now she's realizing that everybody hated Joffrey. I don't know. I think she's going to maintain that Tyrion killed him, but I think in the back of her mind, she must realize that nobody wanted a douchebag to stay alive.
I don't think she thought that people liked him. I think she wanted to think that people liked him. I don't think that she actually believed it.
I think she had that spoiled brat attitude of, I don't give a fuck if you like him, he's your king, so screw you.
And he wasn't even a rightful king, which is great.
Yeah. He
had no ties to the Baratheons at all.
Nope.
So, I mean, he was, and she knew that the whole time anyway, and that's why, because isn't she ordered everybody, all of his bastard kids to be, you know, go through the whorehouses and kill all his children, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, obviously, she's just positioned herself to be in charge. And you could tell when Marjorie's like, oh, we're going to feed all the poorest people in the land. We'll get all the leftovers from, you know, the feast. And she walked over and she's like, feed it to the dogs. And they're like, but what the queen said. And she's like, I'm the queen.
Now, did it seem to you that now that Tommen is the heir to the throne, and it seems like even Tywin is kind of taking up to him a lot more than he did to Joffrey? You think she's going to resent him?
I don't know. Is he a Baratheon?
No, nobody. Literally none of the kids are.
So it's just what's his face? I can't think of his name right now.
Gendry, the bastard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one we haven't seen in season 3 yet at all.
No, yeah, we haven't even. Yeah. I don't even think we saw him like a previously on recap point at all either.
No, he's kind of, because he escaped from Stannis and he's kind of just like on his own. I miss him.
Yeah, because he was kind of one of the decent people too.
He was also super good looking.
Oh, well, so. I mean, that's why I liked him. I didn't know that's what you...
Clearly.
Yeah.
You see him working that forge without a shirt on? So great.
So dreamy.
Yeah, you know, that's not smart. You could get burned.
I don't care.
Well, I don't think I have any other questions or theories. At least not that make any sense.
Yeah, well... Here's the thing, to kind of recap, I mean, the last episode was so action-packed and so motion-packed that almost everything in this episode seems kind of to pale in comparison.
I actually enjoyed this episode more.
I did. There are parts of it that I also enjoyed more, but a lot of it, this episode was a setup for other things to come.
Right, but there was content, which I always like when there's something going on. And I don't necessarily need to see everything. Like, I don't need to see Khaleesi every episode. I don't need to see Stannis every episode.
Now that she no longer gets nude, I don't need to see her every episode either.
Yeah, I mean, Emilia Clarke is dead to me.
Dead!
But I did enjoy that they got to pretty much everybody, and, you know, because it was the first time in the season that we saw some of those people.
Yeah.
So I was kind of that we had a starting point at least for some of the people, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, the subplots were very evenly covered. So we got a nice little intro to where everybody, I think it was kind of like, all right, last episode, let's kill off Joffrey and let's spend half an hour on doing that. Now let's step back and just quickly do a roll call where everybody is, just so we're aware. And now do you think they're going to go straight into the trial?
Next episode?
Episode 4. I haven't even seen the preview.
Promo? Yeah, I haven't either.
YouTube?
Oh, I watched it, but I don't remember. I thought that's why I thought I asked you guys about it. And I thought you had some answers. I forgot.
Episode.
Why am I on Wikipedia? This is bad.
No, don't do it.
I can't help myself.
Okay, they're only going to write about rape.
No.
See? Now
I'm getting up Wikipedia.
It's the wiki. I'm literally on the wiki of Ice and Fire, which is all about this. This is not characters. Should not be. Oh, books. I can read the book shortly. Chapter summaries.
Oh,
great.
No. Don't. This is where I made a big boo-boo.
Eric.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
No. I'm going to look up Arya.
Season? Okay. Still
no,
there?
Actually, I'm gonna look up Catelyn. Sorry.
And isn't the actress Arya older than the one that plays Sansa, or about the same age?
She's like 16. Sansa's 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, I thought like they were the same age, and just Sansa's just like a 6 foot tall redhead.
Oh no!
Yeah, I think initially you thought Sansa was the younger one.
No.
Didn't you?
I thought so. Yeah.
No, no, I don't want.
No, no.
See, I told you.
No, I can't undo
you.
It. Why did I look?
I told you. Don't do it.
Terrible.
This is
the
worst thing that's ever happened in the history of
Snape
ever.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh.
No.
That's going to be a good scene, though.
Yeah. Fuck you, but that's going to be a good scene. All right, so let me see if I can...
No, it was actually something with the thing.
Oh, that thing, right.
finding out about that.
Let me see if I can play the promo for episode 4.
So upset.
If I told you to leave the capital right now and find Sansa and bring me her head, would you do it?
No!
I wasn't involved in Joffrey's death, but you were.
It wouldn't matter to Cersei. She won't rest until my head's on a spike.
You should fight for him now.
You're a steward. You traitor's bastard. Give me an excuse.
I will answer injustice with justice.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot in there. That's what
no,
I remember.
No, not at all.
It was just a, hey, go find Sansa, bring me your head. That was the prove to me that you love me, my brother raper.
Yeah.
Or whatever, brother rapist, I don't even know.
You bring me his head, I'll let you rape me again.
I'm waiting for her to die, and I don't know how she hasn't been killed yet.
Cersei?
Yes, how?
I read something,
she's
don't worry.
Much smarter than everybody else,
unfortunately. Yes, she's smart, that's why.
Now, is she smart, or is she just not as stupid?
She's smart, and she's controlling.
Well, yeah, she's a... Like, the matriarch can be a very powerful, you know, character.
No, but this is why she hates Marjorie, because as soon as Marjorie is... Because Tommen is going to do everything she says, and he's going to do everything anybody else says, but once Marjorie gets involved, he's not going to.
What Cersei is, she's a sociopath. She's completely detached from everything human. She has no empathy toward anybody.
This is partially why Joffrey is the way that he is.
Yeah, she has maternal instinct toward him, but she's not human.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any human emotion. She just knows
literally
how to survive.
The only emotions she has, though, are for her kids.
Yeah, which is an animal instinct. It's not a human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
She'll protect them, but here's, again, and this is where kind of what I was going with this. Don't you think she's going to, first of all, she's definitely about to go completely crazy. Like, clinically crazy. She's going to lose her mind over losing Joffrey, because he was her firstborn, and she's not taking this whole shit well.
No.
And now the fact that she got strenuously negotiated with by her dead son's body... I don't think that's going to help her mental state at all.
Well, does she have a mental state? I think she's pretty unstable just all the time.
Well, she might be a sociopath, but up until now, she was very stable and very in control. See, now my guess is she's going to lose her shit.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Cersei tailspin.
That would be awesome.
Maybe she'll kill herself. Maybe she'll...
That's... No.
Maybe she'll... Yeah, I'm just hoping. Like, the lack of control hopefully will make her... I know it's not going to happen.
Too,
you guys are...
Too strong a survival instinct. People like that don't off themselves. And they never grow a conscience, which is, again,
oh,
why
no,
I can't
she's a horrible
fucking person. Stand her!
Yeah, she's awful. Maybe her and the red chick should hang out.
Oh, she and Melisandre? Abso-fucking-lutely.
They'd have a good time together.
They would probably spend the entire time together. It would be like a slumber party where they all they do is try to off each other and yet have a ton of fun doing it. No? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading. Sorry.
She's spoiling it for herself. Don't mind her. She's spoiling.
Now I know exactly how she feels, because once you have something major spoiled, you're like, fuck it. I don't care anymore.
It wasn't even major. It was like something I knew. It was just, I don't know.
Oh, no. Mine was major.
What was it? Wait, who did it involve?
It involved Arya.
Oh.
Arya way ahead.
I already knew that stuff. That's why that's not a spoiler.
See, I didn't.
Yeah.
I never read the spoilers past what's supposed to happen at the end of book 3, because I figured, even though I didn't finish it, I'm about to see it anyway, so I might as well know what's going on. I didn't want to know what happens in 4 and 5, and now I do. Now I'm pissed. Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
No, kind of. Like, I don't go whiny like most people do. Like, no, don't spoil it for me. I'm like, whatevs. Scrams, I want to find that goddamn beer. They don't have it in my stores yet. It's really depressing.
Dragon beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all bombers, too. They're all 22-ounce bottles. Oh, or God. They might be 750s, but I think they're bombers.
I wonder if you can... you can't bring this shit into the Renaissance Fair, can you? They don't allow it.
What do you mean, beer?
Yeah, like you can't bring alcohol from
outside. I've never been
outside.
To a Renaissance Center. I don't know. I've never been to one of those.
Really?
No.
All right, speaking of... cosplay.
I would not be able to. This is the first like fantasy thing I've ever enjoyed in my whole life.
No, fuck fantasy. It's so much fun. I don't even do dress up and cosplay. Ariel, tell him how much fun Ren Fairs are.
Ren Fairs are pretty fun.
Fucking
is it
phenomenal.
Fun just because it's like you're about around a bunch of ridiculous people? Is that why it's
yes!
fun?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like that. Yeah. It's like a show. Like, but you're like in the show. Like, it's fun. Like, you go and there's like cool stuff you can look at and buy, and then there's like the food is awesome, and you could just drink like all day.
That's what I'm keep thinking. I'm keep thinking of bringing that beer there and drinking it with a giant turkey leg.
Yeah, you get like giant turkey legs. There's like mead, which is really good.
Oh god.
No, I mean I know about it. I do. I've drank mead. They make it. They bring it to the beer fest here. It's delicious. And yeah, the big smoked turkey legs. I get it all. It's just it seems like the people that would really enjoy it might be like I like people watching. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do is just watch, you know, lunatics. So I think I'd enjoy it for that. But I think the people that take it like it's complete reality might just make me mad. Because there are some people that think it's like think that that's like they think that their work life is an alternate reality. And when they're at the Ren Faire is like what they're really supposed to be doing with their life.
Yeah, but those are people who are the actors in the Ren Faire. And I actually want them to believe that's where they are because they make it
fun. Yeah, because it makes it more convincing.
Oh, okay. So it's not just like random people don't just walk in there.
Oh, and there is always one or two douchebags who take this way too seriously. And you can always spot them a mile away.
It's but just like I wouldn't be able to hang around with people that do Civil War reenactments either.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool to see that. I don't know.
I would want to see it.
I want to go to Colonial Williamsburg just to see a Revolutionary War reenactment, just to see it. I don't know. That has nothing to do with anything.
No.
Well, it's I was roping it in with the Ren Faire stuff, but yeah, I've never been to one. And there's a huge one just north of the border in Wisconsin. It's like I don't know, an hour north of my house. It's like all summer long.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Listen to us next week. We are scheduled, I believe, on Wednesdays between 5 and 6. I am Western Echo. With me are Ariel and Scrambler. You guys have any plugs?
Nerd Hour, Saturdays at midnight.
And The Red Show, Wednesdays, 9 to 11.
And thanks for tuning in. Sorry?
On More Like Radio.
Yay!
.com.
And .com. And good night.
Nijon! Nemebitas!